This is Day to Day. I'm Madeline Brand. The Republican National Committee hosted its annual gala last night in Washington. Some 2,000 party donors gathered to toast the reelection campaign of President George W. Bush and listen to the president speak. NPR's Andrea Seabrook went along.
Republicans will hold their presidential convention next year in New York City. And in keeping with that theme, the main ballroom of the Washington Hilton was transformed into a downtown New York streetscape. Signs read Broadway and Wall Street. And in one corner, a giant facade read Yankee Stadium. President Bush kicked off the fundraiser by tipping his hat to fellow baseball fans in the audience.
There's a lot of happy folks here tonight. There's some Cubs fans. There's some Red Sox fans. And there are some happy people from California.
Republican donors were reveling in Arnold Schwarzenegger's win in California Tuesday, and they joined President Bush in looking forward to more election victories.
I've got two goals in 04. One is slightly selfish. And the other is to make sure that Denny Hastert remains the Speaker of the House and Bill Frist the Leader of the Senate.
This was not the conventional white linen sit-down with filet mignon. Here, the food kept to the New York theme, hot dogs and peanuts from food carts set up in the ballroom floor. At the Yankee Stadium facade, donors were offered cotton candy and corn dogs. Humble fare, considering the cheapest ticket was $1,500. Virginia Senator George Allen said he didn't think anyone minded the less-than-formal food, though. In fact, Allen said if it were up to him, he'd have pretzels and a cash bar.
I think it's great because I think folks rather be eating hot dogs with President Bush than sipping wine and nibbling cheese with Hillary Clinton. I think a lot of people appreciate the fact that you're not spending a lot of money on accoutrements and all of that.
Allen said they may need the extra cash they save. New campaign finance laws cut into last night's tally, which totaled about $14 million, less than half the proceeds of last year's Republican gala. Still, that's far more than Democrats have raised so far, and despite recent difficulties in Iraq and the first criminal investigation of the Bush White House, the atmosphere at the gala was upbeat and festive. Catherine Harris, the Florida election supervisor during the 2000 recounts and now a Republican member of Congress, said the president has an innate ability to connect with people.
Sometimes we have to go around all the popular media myths and urban legends that are going on, but a lot of excitement in the room in a different format I think was really conducive to get a lot done.
And former White House Republican Committee Chairman Bob Livingston said the president will brush off the recent troubles.
He's under a little criticism, a little controversy right now, but I think when the economy picks up and when we start showing in the media that we're doing as well as we are in Iraq, that things are going to turn around and he's going to be reelected pretty handily next year.
That was the general sentiment among the 2,000-some donors at last night's gala. Several said the event only whet their appetite for the Republican convention next year to be held in the reality show version of New York City. Andrea Seabrook, NPR News, Washington.